Blog Talk Radio.
A very good evening, everybody, and as always, thank you so much for taking the time to join the news lady, Victoria Gaither, on At Home with Victoria. So you guys know when I love something, I completely just love it. So tonight's show, we're going to be talking about something that I just think is really, really great. And in fact, I am actually wearing it right now. It's called the Uplifting 90s. And I'll tell you how I actually found out about the Uplifting 90s. I happen to be watching Kathy Lee and Hoda on NBC. You know, kind of you have stuff on around the house. And so, you know how silly Kathy Lee can be. She kind of started talking about this Uplifting 90s. So, of course, I go to the television because I want to know more about it. You know, I'm getting to that age where things are starting to sag and I'm working out and all that good stuff. So, you know, any kind of support and help that I can get is always a plus. And so as soon as I see it on television, it must have only been about at least a day or 2 days later, I log on to Facebook and our really good friends over at On the Mark Media, Mark Silverstein and Kathy, have a connection with the ladies who invented this and who are also business partners, Margaret and Laura, who are going to join us to talk a little bit more about it. So, of course, I was super, super excited to see that Mark and On the Mark Media was helping them with media and social networking. So, of course, I had to ask Mark, can I get them on the show? So, with all of that said, I just thought it would be a great idea if us ladies tonight sort of have a pajama party where we can talk about lady things and also highlight Margaret and Laura for the work that they're doing and basically also how they even came up with the idea. So, with that said, we're going to go ahead and bring both of them into the conversation. First, I want to say hi to Margaret. Margaret, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you. Such a pleasure. Which style are you wearing?
I actually have on the long gown, the black one, and I have it on now. And it feels like butter on your skin.
We've heard that before. That's fabulous. We're so glad you like it. I have on the short, the pajama set that's the top is very much like the long gown you have, but it has pants. So we found that it was important to have a pajama set as well as a gown for many of our customers.
Yeah, and I completely, completely agree. With that said, let's bring Laura into the conversation. Hi, Laura.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having us.
So, listen, when I had actually, I was out of town, so you guys had sent me the Uplifting 90s through the mail, and I had really forgot that I was supposed to get it. I had worked it out with Kathy Silverstein, and she says, hey, you know, when you do the show, why don't you wear it? You guys can sort of have a pajama party. It can be about ladies. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's great. It'll be a lot of fun. So I forgot that I was going to get it. So I come home from a ski trip, and I see the package in the mail. I still had no idea. I couldn't remember what it was. So, you know, of course I get in the house and I open it up. And I was like, oh, my God, this is it. This is it. So the first thing that really came to my mind was that how soft it is, and it really just feels like butter on your skin. Because a lot of stuff, and you ladies know this and all of our listeners, when you put, whether it's pajamas or some intimate apparel on, sometimes it can kind of feel scratchy on your skin and then you don't really want to wear it. So that was the first thing, Laura, Margaret, that I noticed, that it felt very, very comfortable and smooth on the skin, and it's easy to walk around in because you really feel like you don't really have much of anything on.
I'm so glad. This is Laura. We were talking when Margaret and I first started, we were working with a lot of different fabrics. And, you know, as the process went on, we would have them, we would have our friends and family try them on. And so many people commented on the modal fabric that we were using that we sort of stopped with our development of other. We had, you know, tried polyester and satin, which are also really pretty, but the softness of this seemed to be really a big thing for people, so we're glad you like it.
You're really striving for comfort and washability. You know, you can throw it in the washer and dryer, and it like you said, it feels like not much is on, which you know, is the goal to have feeling like not much, but looking like you've got some help.
Exactly. So, of course, the the second element of it that I noticed that once I put it on, I was trying to save it just to wear it tonight, but of course I looked at it and I thought, this isn't like a 90-something for to go to sleep. I'm like, are you kidding me? I can wear this to like a cocktail party or something. So that was the second thing. So I'm sure you probably have customers who probably think the same thing, right?
Definitely. We actually, the one that you're wearing is called the cocktail, and just for that reason, the whole idea behind our product is something that's so comfortable and flattering that you could wear it out or at least feel comfortable and flattered in your own home. So it's we thought that would also be appealing to Kathy Lee and Hoda, the cocktail name, which is probably part of why they liked it.
Yeah, and then the third thing that I noticed, you know, my personal opinion, was that the uplifting part, so to speak, was very, very nice because it was sort of the right balance. I mean, you know, the breasts weren't up like too far, and they weren't down too low, and you know the framing area there from the shoulders down with those straps, I mean, it just really, really looks nice. So I think no matter what size you are, whether you're an extra small or a large, you know, that whole area with that framing there I thought looked really, really nice, and it was very, very comfortable. So with that bit of stretch in it, you know, you've got enough that it's not sagging, you know, you've got that really solid support that's holding you up.
We, Margaret and I had looked when we were trying to make something. We did, you know, we really didn't know how much support a nightie would need, but we wanted to make sure that it was so comfortable that people wouldn't say, oh, this is, you know, the idea of having something built in, for a lot of people seems uncomfortable. So we really tried to make it as comfortable and sort of seamless as possible so that it did what it needed to do, but at the same time didn't you know, wasn't something you were thinking about when you were sleeping.
Right. And you know, Right, exactly. And also to that point, something that I noticed, and I know all of you ladies deal with this too, whenever you go to, you know, the mall or whatever store you shop, and in the summertime we buy those camis, and those camis have the built-in bras. One thing that irritates me about it is that elastic underneath the bra. A lot of times, you know, it doesn't sit right, or sometimes it could be too tight. And when I first got it, I thought, oh man, I hope I don't have the same issue with that. So I don't know how you guys were able to solve that problem of that band underneath that supports the bra, that, you know, it positions itself exactly where it's supposed to be. It's not too tight and it's not too loose, but it gives you exactly what you need, because that was really important to me. I can't tell you the amount of camis that I have purchased in the summertime that have that bra built into it, and either it looks like you got a big giant uniboob. You know, you don't get that type of separation. You know what I mean? You don't get that separation that you get. Yeah.
Believe me, we know.
No, one of our that's, again, part of that is the fabric and the amount of give that it has with the modal and the spandex blend. We really struggled with the amount of spandex to have in the fabric just for that reason. You want stretch, but you still want support. And the other thing that's really key and different about our product is that if you notice that elastic band, when you look at the inside, go ahead, peek down into your nightie, it's covered. It's covered. It's not just an elastic band. It's covered in our fabric. And that really makes it, you know, it really elevates the level of quality in the garment and makes it more comfortable and, you know, we think more flattering, too.
Ah, you know what? I did not notice that, the coverage of the elastic band, until you mentioned it. So, I get that. I see that. That completely makes sense now that you actually said that. And the other thing that I like are these straps. You know, a lot of times, especially when you buy nightgowns and pajamas and the camis that I'm talking about, the straps, I think, are just kind of wimpy and little, but these are like really, really good straps that really sit up on your shoulder. So I love the straps on it.
Thank you. So some ladies, we understand, we have been putting surveys in all of the, with all of the orders that we've sent out. We've sent out surveys and we've started to get a lot of those back. And what's been really interesting is to understand, well, first of all, that the whole issue of the fact that while initially we had were sort of making something for people to be comfortable at home, and we thought it would be for sort of more well-endowed people, but what has been interesting is that people even who aren't as well-endowed love it because of the material, but also just because of that extra layer, so that you're not as exposed when you're in your home and you have, you know, people pop by, or you've got teenage kids mm-hmm. who have sleepovers or boyfriends or girlfriends. But the other thing is we experimented with a lot of different types of elastic, and one thing that we have realized is that for the larger sized people, we're still working. For some of them, some of the styles work really well, particularly the cocktail, but we're working mm-hmm. on our extra large that we had last time. We're revising them so that they're a little bit more supportive for the people who want them.
And, you know, I like that, you know, you are actually listening to customer comments and you're listening to what people say and you're actually revising it based on that, because a lot of companies, you know, they kind of tout this whole thing of, oh, yeah, we want customer feedback. But I always feel like when you actually give feedback, they really don't listen. So I think that's great and that's important, yeah.
Yeah, I think
you guys are doing that.
Thank you.
No, it's an underserved market, and we had thought that we had sort of cracked the nut on the largest sizes, but we've really realized that we need to do a little bit more work there.
I love that, yeah. I think that's great.
We didn't really have a target market specifically. We felt that our market was any woman with breasts, which is not,
right.
a lot. And it's really been it's been a challenge to try and get all these various shapes and sizes and needs into just a couple sizes. But so far, people are happy, and we've succeeded in that, which is really something that seemed daunting in the beginning.
Well, and actually speaking of succeeding in it, a little bit later in the show, just to let our listeners know, there is a young lady who is going to be calling in who is crazy about the Uplifting 90s, and she's going to sort of give us her testimonial and tell us why it is that she likes it. But I want to just take a quick second to thank everyone who is visiting inside the chat room. We've got a bunch of ladies in there right now, Margaret and Laura, who are having a conversation. Sandy is listening tonight, and Sandy, first question was, do they have it in leopard print? So I was laughing when I saw that, because I'm sure. What do you guys think it is about women that we love, you know, leopard? I don't know what it is about us that we just love it.
We're all animals underneath, right?
Victoria, I wanted to also mention that we had talked with Kathy about trying to do a sort of a little discount for anybody who's listening and who wants to buy a 90. We're offering a 10% discount. And what people should do to get that is to either like us on Facebook, and then you'll get a code. But if you don't do Facebook and aren't interested in that, you can email us at laura@upliftingnighties.com, and we'll send you the code. And that way you can get a discount if you wanted to buy something.
Okay, great. And our producer, Marilyn Bennett, will put that email address inside the chat room. So, Laura, can you say the email address one more time?
Sure. It's Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at upliftingnighties.com.
Okay, so great. So, guys, even if you decide to get that discount via the email, that's great. But I also still think that you should follow them on Facebook. I'm friends with them on Facebook. We also have your Facebook address as well as your website, upliftingnighties.com, inside the chat room. So it's hard to escape not finding them, especially with tonight's show, because we've got their information posted all over the place, as well as on At Home with Victoria's Twitter page. We've been tweeting about this for the past couple of weeks, so that's how excited that we are that you ladies are here tonight. But I'm looking at your website, and I want to talk about some of the just talk about the collection. So you've got the basic cocktail. You've got lace. I'm sorry, Lucy Lady.
The Lacy
Lady. The long Lacy Lady.
Which
you've got the long cocktail, and you've got the pajamas, party shorts, slip out. So talk a little bit about some of those, if you want, the different styles.
Well, we kind of, you know, basically the way we started this process was we took 90s that we liked and kind of tore them apart and took, you know, various types of jog bras and different things and tried ourselves, I mean, very grassroots, sitting at a table trying to sew things in. We basically came out with a couple basic styles that we think fit the needs of most people. And there's the slip out is, you know, a slip type style. It looks like you're a regular slip with lace around the cuffs and above the knee length. The cocktail was really something that we came up with completely on our own for wanting some type of draping and, again, our quest to accommodate a various amount of sizes and making it flattering and comfortable. And then the pajamas, everybody, you know, people are very in one camp or the other. They want to wear a nightgown or they want to wear pants. And they want something long or they want something short. Everybody has their idiosyncrasies about, you know, how they sleep. And so we felt that we didn't want to do a million different styles. And so we kind of narrowed it down by our customers and our friends. I can't tell you how instrumental all of our good friends were in trying this out and strapping on numerous iterations of everything that we worked over the past 2 years to create. I mean, we had our girlfriends stripping down in our living room, in random bathrooms, just saying, hey, what about this? Like, try this. How's this fit? You know, all different shapes and sizes. It's really been an amazing journey in that respect.
If I can just add to that, the Lacy Lady was sort of inspired by a desire for some people don't like something that is V-neck, so that was our attempt to have something that was a little bit more sort of straight across the top for those people who didn't want cleavage. And, per what we were talking about before with the customer feedback, a lot of ladies want sleeves. So we are working on a style that we should have for Mother's Day with sleeves for those ladies that like that.
Well, and speaking of sleeves, too, I'm looking on the website, and you do have a long sleeve shrug.
Yes,
yep,
we do.
That's brand new, yep. Something
that's
kind of like
really
throwing
nice.
Over a robe without the bulk of a robe. You know, you kind of want to just cover up a little bit. It has a very basic hook and eye closure at the top, so it's not bulky, not something you have to tie and lose the tie to. Maybe I'm the only one who who does that with my robe. And it's lightweight. It's the same buttery material that we have, for all of our styles. So it's something different, something we haven't seen in the market.
Well, and like I said, for me, I think the main thing that really captured my attention about the Uplifting 90s was the material. That really, really did it for me, because I just know for me, the older I get, you know, the more I look for comfort when it comes to clothes. And, you know, I just don't like anything scratchy on my skin. And a little bit of spandex, at least for me, you know, some people like the whole 100% cotton, but, you know, I need to breathe. So spandex is always, or some type of stretch is always really good. So Sandy, who's listening to you, what's from Nebraska, I think you're going to like that long cocktail one. So I think that should be the one that you should try, because I just know that she simply loves that and actually adores that. I do want to take a few questions. We do get emails in as the show is actually going on. And this was a question that I probably should have asked earlier, but I got too excited and failed to ask you guys this question. This is a question from a young lady who's listening right now in Manhattan in New York. So New York is in the house. And she wants to know, how is it that you guys came up with the idea to even do this in the first place?
Well, both of us, while not large women and not necessarily, really big, just couldn't find anything in the marketplace that had what we were looking for, that had really any type of support other than just a some pieces have a bra that's sort of a an underwire bra, which is sort of, I guess, designed to be a little bit more sexy. But we never found anything. And, you know, we kept talking about it, and then we just decided that there was no reason why we couldn't design it and make it ourselves, really. So that's sort of what happened.
for me, there was a light bulb moment when I was on vacation with my family and in Maine with siblings and their extended family. And it was a rainy, cold day in August, which is fabulous if you can stay in your pajamas all day. And I realized that to go downstairs and make pancakes in front of my brother-in-law, I felt like I needed to put on a bra, and I hated that. I wanted to be able to feel that comfy feeling and still be appropriate and not have to change.
Right. And, you know, I was thinking about this as I was sort of out and about today because, of course, I knew we were going to do the show tonight. And I was thinking how, at least in my opinion, and I hope you guys have some thoughts on this too, is that I think intimate apparel and nightwear with women, at least in the past 5 to 6 years, to me, has really, really, really come a long way. I mean, I remember back in the day when, you know, you would go to your favorite brick-and-mortar department store, and everything looked like it was something like your grandmother would wear. You know, you want to be young and hip and fresh. You know, you want your guy to see you in something nice or whatever. You know, you don't want to look like that. So unless you, I guess, were going to buy a slip or unless you were going to buy, you know, something that was quote-unquote undergarment, you know, to make your regular clothes look nice, or smooth, then, I mean, I just felt like there really, really, really wasn't a lot. So I was just thinking about that today and how just apparel intimate wear for women has just completely, completely changed in the marketplace in the past 5 or 6 years. And I know you guys probably know the story about Spanx and Sarah Blakely, who sent it to Oprah and all that stuff, and now she's a household name. And, of course, you know, everybody does knockoffs of Spanx and all that stuff now. But, I mean, Laura, Margaret, do you have any thoughts on that?
Definitely. I think that it has changed remarkably. And, you know, for the most part, it's really great. I think in some ways what we're trying to move it towards is for women. It doesn't have to – I mean, our sleepwear is – sexy yet comfortable, though. I think you mentioned earlier that, you know, sometimes you buy something and the fabric isn't nice or it's scratchy. And, you know, we're, as much as we want men as our customers, we love, love, love our women customers and are looking to please them. This is by women, for women, looking for something that fills a niche in the market that we didn't find there. And we felt the need to have to create it because we couldn't find it. You know, hopefully we're adding to that beautiful expansion in the market.
Right. I just completely, completely agree. I mean, I was thinking, too, that the days of, you know, women having to sort of have the panty lines and all those things and the sagging breasts and stuff, it's just nice to know that, you know, there are women like you out there that are helping us with that. You know, those issues in that, you know, we really don't have to look that way anymore. And taken to your point, this is another email that we have from Florida right now, from Tampa. And Sally is actually saying that your point was well taken when you talked about wanting to fix something for breakfast and then not wanting your brother-in-law or your family, you know, to kind of see you like that in the morning. So she says that she certainly can identify with that. And that sometimes, you know, you just want to lounge around the house, but, you know, you want to look appropriate.
Right, right. And it's a fine line, too, as, we're both moms and our kids have gotten older and, you know, there's issues of other kids being around and just, you know, wanting to feel appropriate yet confident, comfortable, and still, you know, feel your entitlement to be lounging in your own home.
Exactly, exactly. Now, for those of you that are just taking the time to join us, our friend Gina is listening tonight from California. I want to say hi to Gina. Margaret and Laura, as we have this conversation on Blog Talk Radio, we also have a chat room. So there are plenty of women and guests listening inside the chat room that are having their own conversation and just stories about what we are talking about. But I also want to just mention for those of you that are joining us that Laura Margaret have been very generous to give listeners with At Home with Victoria a discount. So, Laura Margaret, you guys can tell us about the discount because I noticed there are more people joining us in the chat room, and I don't want them to go away not knowing about that.
All right. So for a 10% discount, what you can do is, if you're a Facebook person and you're comfortable, you can friend us on Facebook, and then the code will come up, and you'll get a 10% discount off your order. And so you would just submit the code that you get in the coupon area when you check out. And for those people who aren't Facebook people, if you want to just email us at Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at UpliftingNighties, NIGHTIES.com, we'll send you the code, and you can use it for yourself. You can pass it on to your significant other if you'd like somebody else to get some 90s for you.
You know, the one that I like, that I'm going to either buy myself or pass on to my sweetheart, I'm loving the Lounging Lady. I like that one. I really, really like. I'm looking
That's
at that
what
one
I'm
on the
wearing
website
right now. Too bad we're not
yeah.
on Skype. I love it too, and
yeah.
it's very similar to the long cocktail that I believe you're wearing right now,
mm-hmm.
and that the top has the same draping, but yet it's pants, which for some reason I think a lot of people looking for, you know, hanging out around the house feel a little more comfortable staying in the pants all day. I mean, I have worn this thing almost two blocks away from my house with UGG boots on
mm-hmm.
in the morning and my dog. I literally run out the door in it, and that was, again, the you know, some of the genesis for this idea was all the things that you have to do in the morning that you, you know, my neighbors were sick of me running down the street in my pajamas, basically. And the running, the older I get, it's not so pretty.
Victoria, I have to say, if you you shouldn't get the black because you already have the cocktail. It is really pretty in the leopard, and the red is
uh-huh.
a really beautiful red with black straps that is
yeah.
just very – the color will flatter a lot of people. It's just real pretty.
Yeah, I like the red.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the red. In
All right,
fact,
we're
going to
make a note
already
of that.
I had already made the decision as we're having the conversation and I'm trying to shop at the same time that the red one, the Lounging Lady red is the one that I'm going to get. Because, again, like I'm looking at the top. I mean, literally, you know, I can wear that and put a black jacket and still wear that as a cami underneath.
Absolutely.
Well, and the great thing is for summer, it can be a top, and I've worn the dress actually with boots and a
mm-hmm.
sweater over the top, the one that you have on,
mm-hmm.
and it, you know, it's inspiring to be lazy.
Yeah, well, I can tell you now, Victoria, the news lady is not going to wear a sweater or anything on top of it, because when I looked at myself in the mirror, I thought, holy crap, I look fabulous. So I will be wearing nothing to cover up my Lounging Lady top. I will be just wearing it like that outside because, you know, like I said, it just really, ladies do a great job of actually lifting the breast up and just giving you that support that you need without having the stress of that tight band underneath the breast area that we always have to deal with. So I'm not even going to wait for my sweetheart to, I'm just going to, you know, he's cool. And I love the doctor and everything, Victor, but, you know, these days with women, we don't always have to wait for our guys anymore. We can kind of go ahead and do it ourselves. So
no,
I'm going
to,
yeah, I know, right? We still love them. We still love them and need them, but it's nice, you know, if you can just go ahead sometimes and do your own thing. But I'm going to get that one. Let's see if we have any more questions inside the chat room as we talk about this, or any other emails. And ladies, I want, as we're having this conversation, it would be great if you guys can actually go to the website and just take a look at some of the collection that we're talking about, so you can see what we're actually talking about. So, you know, grab that page, www.upliftingnighties.com. And Marilyn Bennett has it inside the chat room. All you've got to do is click on that, and it will take you directly to their website. Or if you're on Facebook, don't forget to friend them on Facebook, and you can find them on Facebook as well. So we have another question, and this is from a young lady in New Jersey. Gina says that she's at the website right now, and she wants to know about care. Is it easy to take care of? Sandy from Nebraska also asked the same question, I guess, in terms of washing it and all that good stuff.
It's super easy to take care of. So one of the neat things about this material that we did not search this material out for this, but it's really nice that it just happens to work, it's the entire modal part is organic, and it's made from the cellulose of beech trees. And what that means basically is, you know, in addition to being good for the environment, what's fabulous is that you can throw it in the washing machine, you can throw it in the dryer, it will never shrink. You know, I think that to take the best care, I would throw it in the washing machine on gentle. I might, I might hang it. But you can do a combination, but it is great material. And the other great thing is that while we haven't really talked about the price point, which is a little pricey for a nighty, but it's basically the price of any sort of new nighty that you would get anywhere, you know, at the department store, with the benefit of having some additional features. But the great thing about this nighty is that it is going to last you a long time. It is not going to shrink. You know,
and it doesn't pill. The fabric doesn't pill at all, which is always a big you know, a big thing for me. With some of the comfort fabrics that I get, I feel like it, you know, they sometimes pill, or, I mean, you know, you just might want to be careful that the straps don't, like, get tangled around all your other stuff when you're drying it. But it's been, you know, it's been fabulous, and we have worn it out. We have laundered it, you know, a million times, and we both have had them now for, you know, well before we started selling them, and we've really put them to the test.
One other thing that's really important is that all nighties are different. And even though our fabric is the same, because some of the fabric is from Italy, for example, or California, even though it's the same breakdown, it's just different. So it really behooves people to look at the sizing guide on the website, because really some of the styles size differently. And in addition to that, the black fabric, which is made in L.A., is super soft, and for whatever reason, just expands a little bit more. So if you buy anything in black, including the shrug or the cocktail, short or long, you really want to buy one size smaller than you would typically buy. And for sizing, we really encourage people not to think about their breast size or their cup size, because the fabric really expands, but really to think about what size they would buy if they were buying a long sleeve shirt at a store. Are they buying a small? Are they buying a medium? That's really the way to know what size works. And that said, we also include with every order an envelope that you can just throw your nighty in, throw your name in, and put in any U.S. mailbox, and we'll either send you another one, we'll credit your account. We really care that you like your nighty.
Yeah, and you know, I was going to say that was really the feeling that I got about the two of you, Laura Margaret, when I was dealing with Kathy on the Mark Media, when we were kind of putting this together, is that, you know, that you guys are really just concerned about the customer and that they're happy with it. And I wanted to make one point to sizing also, is that Kathy did tell me to basically, in that black, to literally go down a size, and
right,
that's what I did. So it, I have to say, it fits me perfectly, but I also feel that, let's say, for example, you know how women, how our weight, we fluctuate, we can be anywhere between 5 to 10 pounds. I mean, you guys know how that works. So I guess what I'm trying to say, I feel that even if I gained like 5 or as much as 10 pounds at that size that I got, it's still going to work for me because of the fabric.
That
exactly.
Nighty is going to grow with you if that is the case. It's really got a lot of give, but at the same time, it looks so beautiful on. And I'm kind of petite. I'm 5'1". And that's one thing that's really nice about the longer ones, is that the fabric's so soft that you don't really feel like you have something around you. But it looks so pretty because it really lengthens.
Yeah, it does. It does. Well, listen, we've got, I think our testimonial is on the line. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to catch my breath. We're going to listen to a song from Colby Cole, one of my favorites, What More Can I Say? And then when we come back from that, Margaret and Laura, who are we going to talk to tonight that's going to give us this great testimony who just loves uplifting 90s?
We're going to be speaking with Sheila Starkey-Hahn, who is a friend and also one of our most loyal customers. Sheila came to our launch party and bought one of everything, and then also went on to purchase some birthday and holiday gifts for other people. And she is an immigration attorney by day, sometimes a comedian, and just a great friend.
Really fun.
Okay, well, listen.
Uplifted.
Right, right. And I am uplifted, too. So with that said, we're going to take a quick break. Laura Marker, don't go anywhere. Stay there on the line. When we come back, we're going to talk to Sheila. But first, let's listen to Colby Cole, What More Can I Say? I think you guys are going to like this song. And most of you know Colby has been on our show before. He's a musician in New York and one of my favorites. So take a listen to this, and we're going to be right back.
I would do anything you'd say if you would just be mine. What more can I say? Do anything you say if you would just be mine. What more can I say? Is not a lot to give, baby. If I'm giving it to you, anything that's nice to give, I don't have to think twice to give. That's how much I love you, Daddy. That's how much I love you. I said that's how much I love you. That's how much I love you.
Well, what more can I say about the uplifting 90s except for, I'm telling you, ladies, you've got to give this a try. It is one of the best things that I have ever put on and experienced, and it just makes you feel really, really good about yourself. But more importantly, you're going to look good in it, and it's going to give you the support that you need, whether you're walking around the house or like what Margaret and Laura talked about, if you've got to run outside, you can throw a jacket on or throw your UGG boots on or throw a sweater on with it, and you're going to look appropriate. You're going to feel very good about yourself. And, of course, I'm just simply in love with the material and the straps. So let's bring Margaret and Laura back into the conversation, and then also we're going to, I believe, talk to Sheila. Ladies, is that not like a really nice song by Colby Cole? I just love him.
Love it.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, he has this. He's this artist out of New York, and he's just got this amazing soulful voice. And in fact, you guys may know this school since you're in the Washington area. I think he went to Duke Ellington School for the Performing Arts in D.C.
Wow, so, who wouldn't know that?
Yeah,
school? That's like the best. It's like
fine
wow,
arts.
Yeah, great.
One of the best. Yeah. So he's doing well in New York, and we always try to give artists that people have not heard of before the
like
opportunity
the Juilliard
to play.
Of D.C.
Yes, yep, absolutely, bingo, yep, absolutely right. So I'm going to stop yapping about Colby and bring Sheila into the conversation. Sheila, hi.
Hi, Victoria. Thanks for inviting me to the pajama party.
So I hear that you are, like, the biggest fan, and I feel like I may have to give you a run for your money on that now because I want to be the biggest fan.
Well, you'll have to own at least one of every T-shirt collection. Although, I have to say, there's one thing I don't own. I think there's just one, and it's the pajama party shorts. So that's going to be
next. Okay. That's going to be next. So what is it about it that you love? I mean, I've been telling everybody since 8 o'clock this evening, Eastern Standard Time, why I love it. What is it about it for you?
Yeah, I couldn't listen to the whole show because I'm actually at a meeting at my synagogue, and I'm wearing the lounging lady under my clothes. And I think I just made like 5 sales of other ladies in the meeting because I lifted up my skirt and showed them. And it's just the fabric is like, it's silky,
but
soft, and yet cotton soft. So it's just so comfortable, and it's hard to explain. I heard what you said a little bit toward the end there about how the laundry does not harm the material in any way. Normally I try to hang dry, but sometimes by mistake I throw them right into the dryer. Nothing mm-hmm. has happened to them. And I just, in terms of wearing them outside, I mean, I actually throw ballet slippers and a cardigan on, and I wear it as an outfit. And I gave the lounging lady to a friend of mine for her birthday, as Laura mentioned, and when she, after she wears it, she sits by the washer-dryer and waits for it to come out so she can put it back on. So... It really,
I love
once someone tries one of these on, they are sold. And it's just, what I'm most curious about, and I don't know if you've already talked about it, is how you guys, Laura and Margaret, came up with the concept for the uplifting part, the bra part, because it's so brilliant. It's not a wire
yeah.
or anything uncomfortable, and yet mm-hmm. when I put it on, it looks like I've had a boob job.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're so sweet, Sheila. We actually covered that a little bit. It was just a lot of trial and error, and as you know, having the all of our friends try them on.
Sheila,
probably the part of the show that the top of the hour that you didn't get a chance to listen to that I talked about, and I'm sure you'll be able to identify with this as well, especially in the summertime or when you go to stores and you buy the camis that have the built-in bra and support. I was telling our listening audience and the ladies inside the chat room is that I always get irritated and those never work for me because that band underneath that's supposed to hold up the bra, either
yeah.
it's too scratchy or it doesn't sit right, and it just always irritates me, or I end up with a big uniboob and you never get that sort of separation. Yeah.
What this
does
for your boobs is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And that's why, Margaret and Laura, I said earlier, I said, I don't know about you guys, but I will not be putting a sweater, a coat, a jacket, nothing over my uplifting nightie because I love the way that my breasts look. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, it literally looks like I got a boob job when I put it on.
I don't even show it to my husband. I just like to look at it in the mirror.
Yourself, I know. I was doing that tonight before the show when I put it on. Like I was in my bedroom and I just kept staring at myself and I'm thinking, is that really you, Victoria? I mean, are you like the same person?
Exactly.
So now I completely agree. I just keep looking at myself. And we had talked earlier, Sheila, before you came on the show about the straps and how much I love the straps because they're not wimpy straps. I mean, they're
really strong straps, right?
Don't you think
and
so?
They don't totally, and yet they don't leave a mark like so many straps on things do. If you'll notice, when you take off your uplifting nightie, there is no red mark there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't dig in. I mean, that was something that we struggled with, too. And Laura and I actually went through different theories and incarnations of having some type of fastening in the back to accommodate the various sizes that we were dealing with. And we just decided for sleeping and lying around, that was just too uncomfortable. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we slept and wore out and experimented on many of our fabulous friends every idea that we had, and we're really satisfied that we came up with something that we think is working for a lot of people. So thank you.
Well, you know what I'm thinking, and of course I'm not your marketing person, but when I get excited about something, you know, since I've been in the television news business for 16 years and still in it, I start thinking, oh, they should do this and they should do that. So you know what I'm thinking? I'm going to tell Mark and Kathy, I think that you guys should get in touch with Bravo and the producers of the shows that do that franchise of the Housewives of, you know, Beverly Hills, New York, Atlanta. I mean, I really think that this would be something that all of those housewives would just absolutely love. I really do. And you know, a lot of times if you watch the shows where they're just kind of like sitting around or they're on vacation, I mean, like, it's perfect for something like that. Don't
totally.
You think so?
Totally.
Yeah, well, that is a great idea. We're going to take that and run with it. I was thinking about one of the inspirations when my husband would have people come over for, you know, friends in the neighborhood, whatever, and that was one thing for me, too, that was, you know, everybody has, you know, people live in communities, you have friends that come over at all times, and that was always my fear of, you know, looking like I was, you know, in my nightie. So now it is nice to have something where you feel a little bit more covered up. But I think that's a great concept.
Throw the shrug on. Just that with the shrug, you throw that on and you can accept any company into your home. And you really do.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I feel when I'm wearing one of the pajama set, it's probably my favorite just because I'm a more of a pajama person. But the the other nighties, I really feel like I'm wearing an outfit and yet an outfit that's comfortable enough to go to bed in.
Yeah, we talked about that too because, like I said, when I first got it, I looked at it and I started laughing. I said, "Are you kidding me?" I said, "This looks like something I would wear to the beach at a cocktail party or something." I said, "This is in pajamas." So
or
yeah,
a wedding.
So a wedding, yeah. So yeah, you really, really, really do get that feeling, and that's why I'm telling you guys, I think it's a great idea, especially for that franchise, the Housewives, because, you know, a lot of times when you're looking at that show, whether it's that, you know, they're walking around their house or they take these, you know, vacations and stuff. So I just feel like the uplifting 90s really fits in well with that. You know, of course, it fits in well with every single American. But I think for that type of franchise for women and stuff, I just really think that would be a win-win situation. And it's easy to do. All you do is contact Bravo, find out who the producers are of the show, and just connect with them. It's a really easy thing to do. It's not hard.
We're going to do that. Maybe we can become the nighty of the Housewives.
I think it's
I think that's great.
The Housewives of Beverly Hills. They can all wear them.
Absolutely.
They can all sit around the table like Camille Grammer's wearing their uplifting.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. And you guys know for a fact the way that they perk your breasts up and make you look, all of those ladies would be like, oh my goodness, this is the best thing. I know they would certainly love it and wear it. And I was thinking of one scene there where they actually, I don't know if it was Beverly Hills, one of the franchises, they actually kind of had a girls' night out pajama party type thing. So, you know, something like that would be very easy for them to work into a script and all of that stuff. And
it's
not,
they could write
not
a script around the uplifting thing.
Yeah. I think Sheila and I are going to join Mark and Kathy on the
We would love
media
it. We
your,
welcome
marketing for you guys.
I was
going to
say, you also
assistant.
Mentioned you might know Oprah, so go at it, lady.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well,
it's,
Oprah
it's,
would
it's
look
just,
fabulous in one of these. I think.
Oh,
Oprah,
are you kidding me?
I would put Oprah in my favorite right now, which is the red Valentine's Day long cocktail and the black shrug.
Oh my
I
goodness! Yes.
Oprah could wear that, and Gail could wear the slip out, and they would look fabulous.
Yes, I think, I definitely think you're right. And there again, too, that's easy to do. You just find out who the because in every magazine in America, you've got different categories. So whether it's the clothing or intimate wear or, you know, kind of what's new, the new trends and stuff, you just contact the person. And kind of, you know, of course, send them through the mail and the reviews and stuff. And trust me, I mean, like, literally, the sky is the limit for this uplifting night.
For you,
so
from your
like,
mouth
you
to God's
already,
ears.
Exactly. So, like, you guys are already famous, but, Sheila, hopefully they won't forget us little people when they, like, you know, really. Will you remember us?
Oh, you know it. We are grateful.
Gosh. We are so grateful to both of you. And thank you so much for your time, energy, gratitude,
and interest in our
it's
product.
It's really been fun. My gosh.
Well, and
yeah,
it's fun,
I just,
it's fun to buy from such fun, fabulous women, too. And to support other women, I think, is great.
I completely agree. Yeah, and that was also, Sheila, one reason why when I was thinking about shows for Valentine's, I didn't want to do, you know, the traditional chocolate and flowers and all that stuff. So I always try to think outside the box, but also how I can help somebody. So this was a win-win situation for me as well. And just to let you guys know, I did submit our show in to Blog Talk Radio. A lot of times they pick my shows to be on the front page, and they get like 500,000 hits a day on the website, so I'll know in a couple of days if we make the front page, which would be really cool, just to, you know, to constantly get your name out there and all that good stuff. Of course, we want people to buy it, but, you know, anything that's going to get that name out there is also great. So I just love you guys, and Sheila, you're right. I mean, to be able to support women, and both of them are just so cool, you know, that's just the icing on the cake, right?
Well, yeah, I think we should have a big party of all the Uplifting Nighty customers at some point. And we'll just call them in our Nighty.
Customer appreciation party.
I love it.
South Beach.
Exactly.
Yes.
Fun. Let's go.
Yes.
All right, we're
going
to have to be in touch about that.
And I think support is a great, great descriptive.
Yeah. I definitely think so, too. Listen, Sheila, you probably have to get back to doing what you're doing, so thank you for sneaking out and calling in and
thank
talking
you so
to
much
us
for having
tonight.
Me on, Victoria.
Oh, thank you so much for being on. You were absolutely wonderful, and to have that testimony from Sheila, and just not for me. Sometimes, Margaret and Laura, I feel like I'm biased because I'm the host of the show and the journalist, so it's like people listen to me, but, you know, when you actually have somebody like Sheila on, then that really means something. But my listeners and fans can tell you it's very rare that I actually do shows and actually promote a product. So I think this is probably, I would say, only about the second or third that I've done in 2 years. So if I really like something, then I definitely like it. And you ladies are out there doing good things. And with that said, you get a special clap from our
guest. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, guys, thank you so much for being on. And I hope this is not the end of the conversation. I did join your mailing list, and I want to let everybody know again, friend them on Facebook, even if you decide that you're not going to use the discount, just friend them on there, follow them, and see what they're doing and what they're going to be coming up with. And also, if you are interested in that 10% discount, which I think you should, because I'm going to take advantage of that myself, you can get that through their Facebook site, or what's the email address again?
It is, if you send a note to Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at upliftingnighties.com, And I will send you the code, or I could also send a little Valentine's mail with the code to somebody else that you might want to send it to, who could buy for you, or who might want to, who might be interested mm-hmm. for themselves.
Yeah, I think that's great. Yeah, the other thing that I was just thinking about, because I'm always sort of thinking ahead, that even if it's not going to work out for you ladies for Valentine's Day, I think this would make a great Mother's Day gift. Are you kidding me? My mom would love this.
Right. Well, hopefully we'll have the one with the sleeves, so there'll be a little something for everybody.
Yeah, I just think it's absolutely great. So, Margaret and Laura, guys, thank you so much again. I joined your mailing list, so I hope this isn't the end of the conversation.
Absolutely
and,
not.
Feel free to call me or email me and pluck my brain. I've got a zillion ideas for you. I know Mark and Kathy, they do a great job, too, but I'm telling you, I really want you guys to consider that whole Housewives franchise, because this is perfect for it. I just really, really believe in that.
All right, we're gonna take that and start working on it.
We so appreciate your input and your audience and everything that you've done for us. And I hope we get to meet you at a real pajama party sometime.
Yes. I'm
all
always
right.
in the DC area, so that sounds good. Margaret and Laura, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us tonight. Don't forget, guys, you can find out all their information inside the chat room. Find them on Facebook, uplifting90s.com is the website. They are also on my page on Facebook. You can find them on Twitter. In fact, we've been tweeting about this so far this evening on At Home with Victoria. I know On the Mark Media has also been tweeting about it as well. And, you know, I love Kathy Lee and Hoda. If it's good for them, then certainly it's good for all of us. And like I said, I just love the fabric of it. I just love how it makes my breasts look. I kept staring at myself in the mirror. So I think you ladies are going to have the same experience as well once you actually get it in your house and get it on. So I would definitely encourage you guys to send Laura that email, because like she said, you know, she can actually send the link to your husband, your boyfriend, or, you know, whoever you want to buy this for you for Valentine's Day. And again, if Valentine's Day doesn't work out, look forward to Mother's Day, and you know, just to be able to have something really nice and you feel good about it, and feel good about walking around the house if somebody knocks on the door. You know, I mean, I've done that many times. I know you guys have done that, where you've got to run to find a jacket or a sweater or something to put on because you're not, you know, dressed appropriately to open up the front door. When you put this on, I guarantee you, you are not going to have that problem. If anything, when you put this on, if somebody comes to your front door and you open the door, they're going to be like, wowzer. But you certainly would not have the ladder problem. So make sure you check out Uplifting 90s. And I always continue to thank you guys for supporting At Home with Victoria. I'm excited because we are coming up on our 200th show. Started out a couple of years ago where I did one show, and one show now turned into about 200. So you guys know how much I love to support nonprofits. I love to support people like Laura and Margaret who are out there, women that are doing things to make our lives better. So anytime you guys have a show idea, positive stories, then certainly send them my way, because we love positive news on At Home with Victoria. We are back on the air again next week. We're actually talking to Nora Mayer. Nora is from Nevada, and she's got a nonprofit that actually helps kids that are very sick or have a terminal illness. She brings them together with actors and actresses, you know, in order for them to have some last wishes to bring joy to their lives. So we're going to have that show next Thursday, and I'm looking forward to talking to Nora, who's one of our many, many fans and regular listeners on At Home with Victoria. Marilyn Bennett, thank you so much for producing in chat room. Gina, Sandy, Shan, and all of our guests that we had in chat tonight, ladies, thank you so much. Hugs and kisses. And I will head over to Facebook. God bless. And I will talk to you guys later. And as always, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to At Home with Victoria.
You have been listening to At Home with Victoria, a popular news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Plus, download the show on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. Tune in again next time for At Home with Victoria with your host, Victoria Gaither.